This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, as the ag industry continues to evolve rapidly, data has become a cornerstone for refining strategy and improving outcomes year after year. From crop planning to equipment optimization, insights derived from data are shaping the future of farming. However, as resilience on digital tools increases, so do concerns around data security. It's not just about preventing unauthorized access. Farmers also need to understand exactly what information companies collect and what's being done with it after they've signed up for new technologies. We talk about some of the things you should be thinking about right after this.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods Month this April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans, such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk, are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Learn more about the nutritional benefits of soy by visiting iasoybeans.com. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
To shed more light on the importance of data in modern ag, we turn to law professor Bill Omekin. He explains that farm data holds immense value, not just for farmers making crop decisions, but also for the companies providing ag tech services. According to Omekin, the information is often just as critical to the companies as the data farmers use to build their crop plans.
Well, we've moved from analog agriculture, which means not very sophisticated electronic agriculture, to digitized agriculture, which means now when the planter is going down that field, it is figuring out exactly the right place to put that seed. It's getting data on where that seed was put. It's being sent through smart devices up into the cloud, and that information is being aggregated with all sorts of other information, like how much rain's fallen, what is the nutritional nature of that soil, so how much fertilizer is there, those types of things. And all that's being combined to figure out, is that seed going to do well? And if it does well, what's the value of that underlying land then?
So who has access to your data outside of the operation and the company you trust to keep it safe? And why would it be important for them to even see it?
Well, it's extremely valuable data. It's very invaluable data because for a farmer, they can decide, I don't need to put as much pesticide in this area, and therefore helping to protect the groundwater and surface water. And so it has lots of benefits from that. But the greater value in that is the companies that provided this, whether it's the seed, the fertilizer, the feed, whatever they provided, they're gathering that data through the smart devices. They're aggregating with a whole bunch of farms. And the good purpose is they're trying to provide you with better products and services as a farmer. The part that's not quite so fair is they're creating all this data that they can then sell to third parties, and they're making a lot of money off of it. And in some cases, it's being sold to hedge funds that are then competing with farmers for the purchase of land.
So which companies can you trust, and who do you need to be more wary of?
Most cooperatives, for example, if you're buying your ag inputs from a co-op, the co-ops generally will not sell your data to a third party. Like Farm Credit, they said, we will not do this. Farmers own us. We're not going to ever use this information against farmers. It's the for-profit companies that you have to be more concerned about. There is a group of for-profit ag input providers that have agreed to certain principles. It's called Ag Data Transparent, which gives their producer more information, more control over their data. And so what we're saying is be aware of those companies. You can Google it, Ag Data Transparent. If you've got a choice between using a company for ag input that complies with those standards and one that doesn't, you're far better off going to that company that uses the Ag Data Transparent principles.
Well, Omekin says that you need to really read the fine print on any agreements that you sign and ask if your data is being sold and how you can circumvent that. That's Profit Matters.